Something that particularly journalists were clamoring for, and those working in the media. It's something that has been discussed even at Presidency of the Republic level. I think there have been quite a few meetings, and people, my friends from Congress, can say a little bit more about this. But when it comes to the judiciary itself, cases regarding freedom of expression and offences against honour, etc., are taken very seriously by judges in our country. We, as judges, are instructed to really look at these cases very carefully, and that the law itself doesn't really have a chilling effect on the freedom of expression. So irrespective of the fact that there is a norm that needs to be respected, those judges aware of these cases are very careful, despite these proceedings, of tread very carefully, ensure this is not clamping down on freedom of expression and affecting the rule of law. There's also been questions on the communication law. I wanted to say something here which I think is terribly important in Honduras. The current criminal proceedings code says that given certain conditions, judges can say that you can intercept a telephone line. If a prosecutor gives grounds for this, it's because there is an ongoing investigation of an offence, one that is going to have a huge impact, be it organized crime as a crime. So the kind of crime, criminal actions that were going to have a real impact and therefore need these sort of technologies. But according to our interception laws and tapping laws, phone tapping laws, we really define this when it comes to criminal investigation more broadly. And it's the judge, you will have a judge that is apprised of the request from the prosecution often, and they will authorize this under the judiciary. It's not a judge who is linked to, or somebody who's received orders that they've got to do this, no. When it comes to the technical side, to the tapping, no, the judge will only do this in the light of the need that has been expressed by the prosecution service, and will assess this in the light of how the request has been submitted and how that is done. It has to follow the rules under the legal career law. They have to be accountable, and the proof submitted to be admissible, it has to have followed the parameters as per what was submitted by the prosecutor and the grounds for this. If the prosecution service doesn't comply with those grounds when there's going to be phone tapping, then that evidence will not be deemed valid in courts. The judge can indicate to the prosecutor in the resolution what information has to be deemed to be valid as part of the criminal proceedings. If it's personal in nature, then that might not be something that is acceptable in terms of the phone tapping. So this is a concern that has to be weighed up very carefully. There is oversight, jurisdictional oversight for phone tapping, and constant oversight from the judiciary as a whole to ensure that there is no irregularity committed. Another question or issue that was flagged, and it has to do with this notion of usurpation in the country, where many individuals linked to social movements were criminalized because in the exercise of their right to freedom to demonstrate or protest were covered by this. And how was this corrected? Judicially speaking, it was corrected. It was noted that this was not an action that could be subject or deemed to be criminal because it is part of a legitimately valid public protest for the different members of society. So thank you. Those are my comments. Thank you for your attention. Thank you. I'd like to thank the magistrate from the Supreme Court of Justice. I'd now like to hand over to Gustavo Adolfo Madrid, legal counsel from the National Congress. Can you provide a delegation more?